newspaper every day. I think now in India thousands of newspapers. Same thing. And people are discussing about that. See, there can be newspaper every day about this mundane world. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, we can have newspaper in every minute. But people have no interest. So we have Srimad Bhagavatam, we have Bhagavad Gita, we have Chaitanya Charitamrita, unlimited treasure house. But people have no interest. Srila Prabhupada took so much trouble to compile Srimad Bhagavatam. He used to get up at night. Which sound is coming? Outside? I thought echo.
I was
so other talk is going on. No problem. There is always talking. So Srila Prabhupada, he was taking out his time, valuable time, to translate Srimad Bhagavatam and giving his Bhaktivedanta purports. So this year, this appearance day of Srila Prabhupada, I was hearing when Prabhupada was requested by Krishna to come to this world. So Prabhupada said, no, I don't want to go. So horrible place, Prabhupada said. So Krishna, material world is a horrible place. I don't want to go there. And I cannot live like the Goswamis of Vrindavan. Then Krishna said, no, you don't have to live like Goswamis. I have arranged everything for you. You just have to go and translate my books. That's it. So one of the main mission of Srila Prabhupada, the appearance on this planet, is to translate Srimad Bhagavatam and somehow or other defeat the scientist. These are the two main purposes of his appearance. So he started this movement, Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON movement. Where is the time? Whole day busy. So then he prayed to the Lord, my dear Lord, please be merciful on me and take away my sleep so that I can concentrate on my translation work during night. So Krishna became very merciful and mercifully he took away his sleep and whole night Srila Prabhupada used to translate Srimad Bhagavatam. Wherever he was, he can be in Mayapur, he can be in Vrindavan, he can be in New York City, he can be Hawaii, he can be in London, everywhere. Whether there is electricity, there is house, there is nothing, but Prabhupada will get up 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night and start translating Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? If you are to hear, then you should have something to talk about. So talk about Krishna. If you don't know anything about Krishna, then what do you talk? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vas. So actually that is the main purpose. Because we are not so convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore so many literatures are needed to convince us that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is one purpose. But another purpose is that we have to absorb our consciousness in Krishna. So how we can absorb? When we know so many activities of Krishna, then we can absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness. So therefore, devotional service is very, very rare. It is said, Brahmanda Bhamite Kono Bhagavanji Guru Krishna Prasadepai Bhakti Latabij. So Brahmanda Bhamite, so we are wandering around in different species of life, in different forms. But somehow or other, we don't know out of what fortune we get the mercy of the devotee and the Lord, Guru and Krishna. We get the seed of devotional service. But when you get the seed is planted in the heart. But in order to seed to fructify, then you have to have a nice ground. So if you plant the seed here, in this marble floor, then sin will fructify. It cannot. So in order to fructify, we have to have very nice soft ground. And even if you have the soft ground, the seed will not fructify unless you water the seed. So therefore, watering process is hearing and chanting. In a very nice heart. So therefore, the heart of a devotee should be soft. If the heart is not soft, even if you put seed here, water every day, so nothing will happen. So therefore, we have to soften our heart. So hearing is very, very important to grow our devotional creeper. That's why we start our devotional practice with Shraddha. Adal Shraddha. Then we do Sadhu Sangha. In the association of devotees, then we start Bhajana Kriya. And what is the purpose of Bhajana Kriya? Anartha Nibriti. Then we develop Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava and Prema. So Prema is the goal of our life. So how this Prema will manifest in our heart? It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhaka Gunay Shravanadi Suddha Chitte Karho Udai. It is said, it's not that you have to manufacture love of God in the factory of our heart. It's not a manufacturing process. It's already there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. Just like we are Nitya, every living entity is eternal by nature. So because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of God, so we have the living entity has the integral quality of loving Krishna. So that is there. But somehow or other, because of the independence of the living entity, Krishna Bhuli Jeji Bhagavan Chakare, Nikatosta Mayakare Jhaputiyakare. So because of the independent nature of the living entity, why living entity is independent? Because Krishna is independent. And unless that independence is given, some people ask, why Krishna has given so much independence? If no independence, then we should not have come into this material world. Because we have misused our independence. It's a nice argument. But if there is no independence, then there cannot be any question of love. We cannot tell, I am ordering you, please love me. You can, it's a choice to love someone, it's a voluntary choice. So therefore, the love which the living entity has, that is his choice. So we cannot force the living entity to love God. So Krishna does not have that kind of creation. So that independence is the nature of the creation. So somehow or other, because we are independent, so independent can be properly used and independent can be misused. So as soon as living entity misused Krishna, seeing Krishna's opulence, seeing Krishna's so many attractive features, we become envious of Krishna. People say sometimes, why we become envious of Krishna? And I was hearing one of Maharaj was telling, it is very easy to be envious of Krishna. In the spiritual world, in Goloka Vrindavan, one boy, and he is surrounded by how many girls? In Maharas Lila it is explained, Satakoti Gopi, 100 crores Gopi are looking at him. So who will not be envious of him? It's very natural for the living entity to become envious of Krishna. But why that enviousness come? I was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, it was very nicely explained, it's science. So why we become envious of Krishna? Because we separate ourselves from Krishna. The separate mentality is the root cause of our envy. Just like if the son of a mother performs very nice in the exam. Mother becomes unhappy, oh, why my son has done so good? Mother does not become envious. Why? It's my son. But as soon as the son of the neighbor does something better than her son, then the story changes. So she does not become happy. Why? Because he is not my son. That is the root cause of envy. So why Krishna, we become envious of Krishna, is telling you, oh, Krishna has so many girlfriends. I don't have any. So you become envious. Why I cannot enjoy? We have to understand that we cannot enjoy because we are not the what? We are not the proprietor. Nothing belongs to us. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaran Jagvatavasam Sarvalaka Maheshwaram. I am the proprietor of everything. That's why he is the enjoyer. So in order to claim that I am the enjoyer, then I have to establish that I am the proprietor. And why Krishna is the proprietor? Because Krishna is the controller. And why is the controller? Because everything comes from him. Aham sarvasya prabhavam atta sarvam pravartate iti matta bhajante vam buddhabhava samandita. So why Krishna is the supreme controller? Because everything comes from him. So this is a science. So we're coming to the other point. If I think, I accept that Krishna is mine, then whatever belongs to Krishna is whose? Is also mine. So what is the question of envy? Because we cannot accept that Krishna is mine, so therefore we separate ourselves from Krishna, and that is the root cause of envy. So because of that envious nature, we wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. Krishna Bhuli Jeji Bhagavan Chaka. As soon as you forget Krishna, what desire will you have? If you forget Krishna, then you don't have any other choice. What is the choice? Bhagavan Chaka. Desire to enjoy material life. What is material? What is disconnected from Krishna? That is material. Actually, there is nothing material. According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this material world is not material world for them. Why? Because they connect everything to the Supreme Personality of God. When we disconnect ourselves from Krishna, that is material. So, when we develop the desire, so we fall into this material world, then we don't know. But out of so much piety, maybe out of causeless mercy, out of lot of fortune, we get in touch with the devotees of the Lord. Brahmanda Bhumite Kono Bhagavanji Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bhij. Then after that you have to start bhajana kriya. When you get the association of devotees, then you have to start bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya means devotional service. That's why it is said, bhajanen madhya sreshtha navavidha bhakti. It is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the bhajana kriya. What is bhajana kriya? What you'll do? So bhajanen madhya sreshtha navavidha bhakti. Out of all kinds of bhajans, the nine processes of devotional service is topmost. Why nine processes of devotional service is topmost? Krishna prem krishna dite dhare mahasakti. So this nine processes of devotional service has the potency to give us love of Godhead and to give Krishna. It has the potency. That's why it is topmost. And what is nine processes of devotional service? Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasham, Shakham, Atmanivaranam, Iti Pumsakrita, Vishnu, Bhaktistanam, Lakshanam. So this nine processes of devotional service begins with what? Sravanam. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is telling Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, Tat Srinu, please hear. So only staying with the Lord is not enough. Only staying in the association of devotees is not enough. Krishna, Arjuna was with Krishna. Still, he was confused. He is giving so many arguments, whether to fight, not to fight. He was just next to Krishna. How he can be bewildered? So, that is the proof. Staying close to Krishna physically, or staying in the association of devotees physically, is not enough. When Arjuna could recover himself from this bewilderment, when he started hearing, he said, "My dear Lord, I gave so many arguments, now I am confused." That's happening in our life also. We give so many arguments, but we don't know what we are talking. So Arjuna was like that. So Arjuna, then he realized that very quickly. That is the difference between ordinary soul and special soul. Arjuna immediately realized. Then he said, "King Kartabha Vimura, I am bewildered now. Karpanna da supa avta sabhava prichyamitan dharma sambhura cheta jasya sannishchitan ruhitan me sishyasthya haam sari nangtan kruppannam." Then he immediately accepted the position of a disciple. He wanted to hear. Then what? How Krishna started speaking? He told Arjuna that you talk like a very intelligent person, you are number one fool. So that is the quality of a disciple. So who can hear properly? Who realizes that he is a number one fool? If I know so many things like Arjuna, Arjuna was, when he was talking very intelligently, Krishna never spoke. When Arjuna accepted that I am a fool number one, then Krishna started speaking. So who can be a good hearer? Who can hear the message of Godhead? Who accepts himself as number one fool? Srila Prabhupada also used to say, a disciple should feel like a fool in front of the spiritual master, but act most intelligently. That is the quality of a disciple. So Mahaprabhu was with the Mayavadi sannyasis in Varanasi. Because he took sannyas from Mayavadi sampradaya, so there is a big number of Mayavadi sannyasis in Varanasi. What's the name? Prakashananda Saraswati. Many disciples, they are sitting together. What Mahaprabhu did? Mahaprabhu was the lotus feet of all of them, and he was sitting at their lotus feet. Then Prakashananda Saraswati talked to Mahaprabhu that you have taken sannyas from Mayavadi Sampradaya. You are supposed to study Vedanta. But you are like a sentimental person chanting the holy name. What you are doing? Then Mahaprabhu was very proud to declare that what can I do? When I took initiation from my spiritual master told me that you are a number one fool. You have no right to study Vedanta. So therefore you should chant the holy name of the Lord. And what can I do? Whenever I chant, I cannot understand what's happening in my body. So I cannot control myself. That's why I dance in ecstasy whenever I chant this Maha Mantra. And I told my spiritual master, "What mantra you have given?" So as soon as I chant, I become mad. Then Ishwari Pripa said, "That's the thing we want." So that is the secret of success of a disciple. So how we can be free from bewilderment when we hear? Kalakrishna Das, he was the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he got victimized by Bhattaharis. So the embodiment of love, the God of love, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is there with Kalakrishna Das. So how Kalakrishna Das got victimized by lust? Because he did not hear from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, we should know, "Oh, I am in the association of devotees, coming, going, very nice life." So that is not enough. That is not association. Prabhupada used to say that he was giving lecture, one mosquito was sitting on his body. He said that he is not associating with me. He is sucking my blood. So therefore, association means, what the meaning of association? Meaning of association, Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, Machitta Madhata Prana Vadayanta Parasparam Kathayantascha Mangnittam Krishna Ticha Ramanticha. The meaning of association of devotees is chanting and hearing about the Lord. So this is very, very important. So hearing is very important. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Rupa Goswami has given 64 items of devotional service. And out of this 5, out of this 64, he has mentioned 5 are very, very potent. And what are these 5? He said, Sadhu Sangha Harinam Bhagavad Sravan Mathurabhava Sri Murti Shraddhai Sevan. So out of these 5, one of the most important thing is Bhagavad Sravan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So, everywhere in the scripture, hearing is very, very much emphasized. Now, who can hear? From whom we should hear? And what is the result of hearing? This is very, very important to understand. So we should not hear from anybody. In India, people go to many places. Wherever there is katha, they go. But Srila Prabhupada is very boldly writing in the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. Who can speak Srimad Bhagavatam? I was reading today also. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? A devotee whose heart is attached to Krishna, whatever he speaks, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam comes from the heart of the pure devotees of the Lord. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. It's very interesting. So who can speak Srimad Bhagavatam? Who has some attachment of Krishna? Whose heart is attached to Krishna? He can speak Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadev Goswami, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, Sukadev Goswami can speak Srimad Bhagavatam. And who can speak Srimad Bhagavatam? Those who are strictly following in the footsteps of Sukadev Goswami, he can speak Srimad Bhagavatam. So when we hear that, I feel very, very humiliated. I feel very unqualified to speak. And Prabhupada has said, those who has controlled their senses, they should speak Srimad Bhagavatam. So very highly elevated position to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. But Prabhupada has instructed us to speak. So as a matter of service, we speak. So when a speaker speaks Srimad Bhagavatam, he should be very, very humble. He should think, completely realize that he is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam for his own purification. And he is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam as a service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to his devotees. So this is a service. And we should think, I am not qualified, but I take shelter at the lotus feet of Sukadev Goswami and his representative and try to speak the way they spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, we should be in Guru Parampara, proper Guru Parampara, to recite Srimad Bhagavatam. So that important factor has to be taken into account. Mahaprabhu got very upset with Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya is a pastime. So Advaita Acharya was a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. But somehow, because he was very aged, very senior, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to respect him as his guru. But Advaita Acharya did not like that. He wanted to hear the chastisement from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what he did? He started speaking Srimad Bhagavatam and giving explanation, Mayavad explanation, impersonal explanation. And that news reached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became furious in anger. He started running towards Santipur. And in Santipur he was speaking. And in front of his wife, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started beating Advaita Acharya. And Sita Thakurani thought, my husband is gone. So angry, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Advaita Acharya became very, very happy because he wanted that chastisement. So by that we can understand. So when we give some wrong explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam, it pierces the heart of the Supreme Personality of God. So therefore, who can speak Srimad Bhagavatam is the devotee of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has the same concern. He said that you are a young sannyasi, look so brilliant. How you can maintain your sannyas order of life? You are only chanting, dancing like a sentimental person. You should study Vedanta. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya started talking about Vedanta Sutra. I think for 7 days he spoke Vedanta Sutra and Mahaprabhu was listening. Very attentive hearing. So 7 days, no talk from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After 7 days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya realized he is not talking anything, whether he is understanding or not understanding. Then he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I spoke for last 7 days. You never asked any questions. You just kept quiet, whether you understood anything or not. He said, I understood Vedanta Sutra, but I could not understand anything whatever you spoke. Because whatever he spoke is Mayavadi Bhashya. So you should not hear the Mayavadi Bhashya of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, it is stated, Bhagavata Porogya Bhagavata Sthane Ekanto Ashrayakara Chaitanya Charana. So we have to hear Bhagavatam from Vyakti Bhagavat, person Bhagavat, who lives a life according to Srimad Bhagavatam. And we have to take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then hearing has some effect. So that is the part of the speaker. But today we are talking about the other side. Someone is speaking Kirtanam, Shravanam Kirtanam. Speaker is in the process of Kirtanam. But those who are hearing, they are in the process of Shravanam. So Parikshit Maharaj was hearing. And Sukadev Goswami was speaking. So the life of Parikshit Maharaj is very, very important to understand. He perfected his life by hearing. How he was hearing? He was hearing with rapt attention. And he was hearing for 7 days and 7 nights. Continuously. Because he only had 7 days and 7 nights only. No more days. And no break. No breakfast break, no lunch break, no dinner break, no sleeping, nothing. He was in rapt attention. Because he was thinking, if I waste a single moment, I may not be able to hear. That is the quality of hearing. That same Parikshit Maharaj, he was thirsty. He went to the ashram of Swami Krishi. He could not tolerate the thirst for a moment. He reacted. But this same Parikshit Maharaj is fasting for 7 days and 7 nights. So by that we can understand that the thirst of Parikshit Maharaj was the arrangement of Krishna. It's not the arrangement of Mahamaya, it's the arrangement of Jagamaya potential, the Supreme Personality of God. Why? Because Krishna wanted Parikshit Maharaj to be the instrument through which Srimad Bhagavatam will be revealed to all of us. That's why he said the example, who can hear Srimad Bhagavatam? So that intense intensity of Sarikshit Maharaj. How we can develop that kind of intensity? Possible. Why? Because he knew that within 7 days he is going to die. That was the main reason of intensity, apart from his spontaneous attraction for Krishna. That is always there. But why so much intense? Because he knew he had only 7 days and 7 nights. But for us, how many days and nights we have? How many days? We don't know. So if we know that we have exam after 7 days, will be very intense in study. But if we don't know that anytime there can be exam call, so how we should be prepared? More intense. But opposite is happening in our life. Because we think we will live a long life, we'll be serious when we become old. Now, Prabhu, how? So many duties. Morning to afternoon, morning to night nowadays, not afternoon. Morning till night. 12 hours, 14 hours work. Where is the time? So that's the problem we all have. Because we don't have the intensity. Because we are thinking that we are going to live a long life. So my Guru Maharaj says, who can have the intensity of hearing? When someone gets up in the morning and realizes that today is my last day, that then there will be intensity. But we are thinking, no, planning. 1 year plan, 5 year, government also has 5 year plan, we also have 5 year plan, 10 year plan. What I will do after 10 years, what I will do bhajan, I will build a house in Vrindavan, Mayapur, then that time bhajan will start. So whether that time will come or not, how do I know? That is very, very important. People say that, how old are you? We think we are young, but we are all old people. We don't know when we are going to die. You should not understand, we should not think that Parikshit Maharaj could not, I am telling this point again and again. Parikshit Maharaj had the potency, capacity to counteract the curse of Sringi. We should, we could not. But he realized, I can counteract the curse of Sringi now, but it doesn't mean that I am not going to die. I will die someday. But Krishna is very, very merciful that I can know that I will die in 7 days. So I have 7 days notice. But in the future, I may not have the 7 days notice. He was very, very intelligent. Khatanga Maharaj, so he fought for the demigods. The demons were defeated, demigods wanted to award him. So he said, if you want to award me, please let me know how much time I have in my life. Then demigods calculated and said, you have only one moment. Then he completely surrendered. But we don't know. We don't have demigods. We don't have Sringi in our life. But sometimes those who are very, very fortunate soul, they get the cancer notice. Sometimes people think, cancer is a curse. But for me, analyzing the lives of great acharyas, we think that is also in one way, it's a benediction. That he knows when he is going to die. So he can prepare very nicely. So, when we have cancer, if the cancer is identified and doctor says 7 days, what will you do? So go to the best specialist in India. So how 7 days can become 7 months? Then go to international specialist, 7 months to 7 years. So you want to prolong our life. Prabhupada said, the doctors will be successful every time in our life. But it will be failure only one time. So that failure is death. So we should not think like that. You should take that notice. Those who are intelligent, they Krishna send that notice. Srila Prabhupada was in Haridwar, Rishikesh. He got some symptom. Because pure devotee understands when he is going to die. So he understood that the last moment has come. He immediately told his disciple, take me to Vrindavan. After a few days, he left his body. So, but we don't know that. Therefore, we should pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is very, very important. So that is called intensity. So Parikshit Maharaj's hearing was so intense because the urgency was there. So if someone has cancer, we should know old age mein dikhayenge. So when you become old, I saw see the doctor. We don't immediately go to the doctor, right or wrong? It's an emergency. So for us, life is an emergency. But we don't feel that emergency. That's why there is no intensity in hearing. So that's the first qualification. To become a very attentive hearer. So that is very, very urgent in our life. So after hearing also, that it is very, very important, as soon as we sit in the audience, very difficult to hear because you don't have taste in hearing. Parikshit Maharaj has the advantage that he has taste in hearing. But we don't have that kind of taste. We cannot continuously hear. Generally, prasad is good when we like to hear. We like to eat. So even if your belly is full, you think, oh, I want to eat more. But if prasadam is not so tasty, even if stomach is half full, no, it's okay. So for us, that second one is truth. So talk is going on. Very transcendental talk is going on. But no taste. So how we can hear completely? The other opposite thing happens. As soon as hearing starts, our sleeping starts. Right? So very powerful. I always tell this story. The Srila Prabhupada was giving Srimad Bhagavatam class in the West. So one person came into the class and he was hearing. Then whatever happens, you know, he fell asleep. So class was over, all the devotees woke up for prasad. Prasad time, no sleeping. Prasad time, very rarely people sleep, right? And prasad is there and he is sleeping. Very rare. That case is also there, but very, very rare. But he was sleeping, then prasadam time also he was sleeping. Then some devotees woke him up, please come and take breakfast. Then after breakfast, we said, Where is Samiji? Said, why? The Samiji was very powerful. So how did you know? He said, I have to reveal my heart to you. I never slept in my life. I went to so many doctors. I took so many pills. So many medicines. I could not sleep at night. But somehow or other, I came to his class in morning. As soon as I sat, I don't know what happened to me. I started sleeping. So I used to think, why it happens like that? Then I came in contact with a nice story from Ramayana. Kumbhakarna. So Kumbhakarna is an important character in Ramayana. Kumbhakarna is famous for sleeping. So he used to sleep for 6 months, he used to wake up, take food, again go to sleep. So Kumbhakarna was killed. Everybody was happy. He was very powerful. He was a very powerful warrior. So he was killed, everybody was happy except one person, Nidra Devi. So Nidra Devi came with folded hand to Ram, my dear Ram, what you have done to me? Injustice. What injustice? So what a shelter I had. So this kind of shelter, what I'll get? So you have killed my shelter. And by the association of Kumbhakarna, I also got polluted. So now what will happen in my life? So Lord Ram said, no problem. I have made arrangements for you. In the future, whenever there will be Harikatha, so you go there. So you get lot of shelter. And you hear Krishna Katha, then you will be purified. So that's why whenever there is Krishna Katha, Nidra will be Gumsara. So therefore we have to be very, very careful. So Nidra Devi takes shelter of us. But if you hear like that, then it's very, very difficult. Sushushu Satya Dhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi. We have to have taste in here. How that taste will come? We have to free ourselves from anarthas. Because anartha nikriti then nishtha. That you can regularly hear. Now we are hearing, when you are hearing, maybe once in a week, once in a week, or twice in a week, but it is a nittam bhagavata seva. We have to hear every day. That is very, very important. But because we don't have steady nature in our devotional service, sometimes we hear, sometimes we don't hear. And we think, oh, it will happen one day, it will happen. But that will not happen. Sadhana bhakti has to be pushed. We should not think one day you get up in the morning, oh, as soon as we hear love of God manifesting in my heart. It will not happen. Sadhana bhakti take hai roti rudai. We have to sincerely practice, then attachment will develop. So, how sadhana bhakti needs push? That's why sadhana is out of duty, is out of, not out of taste. It's done out of duty. If you don't do that regularly, then it's very difficult to be free from anarthas. So, anarthas are there because of the mode of passion and ignorance in the heart. So, Srimad Bhagavatam says, what is the hope? How we can be attentive in here? That's why the episode of Narad Muni is very, very important. So Narad Muni is revealing his life to Vyasadeva. It is explained in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Narad Muni was a son of a maid servant. Very poor background from material point of view. But somehow or other, his mother was engaged in the service of some Bhakti Vedantas, pure devotees of the Lord. So this Narad Muni, because his mother was engaged in the service of that Bhakti Vedantas, he had the opportunity to associate with this Bhakti Vedantas. And he revealed to Vyasadeva that one day, with the permission of the Bhakti Vedantas, he took the remnants of the Bhakti Vedantas. And after honoring that remnants, he said, my attraction to hear about the Lord started increasing. So that is the hope. So, Mahat Sevaya Vipra. So we have to serve the devotees. It is said, Bhakta Pada Raj, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakter Uchishta Tin Sadhanar Bhav. Where this potency will come? Potency will not come by our own endeavor. Potency will come from three things. Bhakta Pada Jal, the water from the lotus feet of the devotees, Bhakta Pada Raj, the dust from the lotus feet of the devotees, and Bhakta Ruchishta, the remnants of Mahapurusha of the devotees. These are the potency of our devotional service. So, therefore, we should be so much anxious to get this kind of person. Very, very important. But we have to take that with permission. Sometimes you go, kripa, kripa, we will take it forcefully. But the thing is that we have to take with due permission. Narad Muni, with due permission, took the remnants of the spiritual master. And with that potency, he said, all the effects of mode of passion and ignorance disappeared from me. So how we can be free from the mode of passion and ignorance? By the mercy of the devotees. That's why Nittam Bhagavata Seva. Bhagavat means Vyakti Bhagavat and Granta Bhagavat. Which is more important? Vyakti Bhagavat is important or Granta Bhagavat is important? Vyakti Bhagavat is more important. Because Vyakti Bhagavat we may get, may not get. Granta Bhagavat is always there. And attraction for Granta Bhagavat is dependent on mercy of the Vyakti Bhagavat. So therefore, devotional hearing is part of devotional service. So devotional service is dependent on the mercy of the devotees of the Lord. So therefore we have to be very, very humble. In a humble state of mind, we should beg the mercy of the devotees of the Lord, and that is the qualification to hear. So when you hear, how this transformation takes place in our heart? Another 15 minutes. How long will you continue? Madhurasam Prabhu? Who is taking the time? Huh? 8:45? Huh? Another 15 minutes is okay for all of you? You can tolerate 45, another 15 minutes. Okay. How this hearing process acts in our life? It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, when a realized soul speaks, he speaks from the heart. Prabhupada, he is very emphatic that same shloka, who is advanced devotee, who can explain these verses according to his realizations. So, realized soul, they speak from the heart. That Divyogyan Hidaprakashita. So, Divyogyan, transcendental knowledge, is manifested in the heart. So, when realized soul speaks, they speak from the heart. And in the heart of the pure devotee, the Lord resides. Govinda Vishram. He takes rest. You may say the Lord is in everyone's heart. Who are you telling the Lord is inside in the heart of a pure devotee? In the heart of every living entity, the Lord is residing as Paramatma. And Paramatma is very busy by nature. Anumanta Nupadrashta. He is just witnessing all the activities and approving all our desires. Very active. Office means busy. So Krishna is very, very busy in the heart of a conditioned soul. And when you come from the office, you are at your home, what do you do? Take rest, relax. For the pure devotee's heart, the Lord takes that heart as his home, and he resides and takes rest. There is a difference. So when a pure devotee speaks, he speaks from the heart, and that sound vibration, that transcendental sound vibration, carries the aroma of the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. And when that enters into the heart of the sincere listener, then Krishna from the heart of the speaker is transformed to the heart of the listener. In that way, Krishna is established through the process of hearing. That's why it is said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sarthaka Gunay Shravanadi Siddha Chitte Parha Udaya. So Krishna will be manifested in our heart through the process of hearing. There is no other way. This is the verdict of all revealed scriptures. So therefore, it's a process of dependence. We cannot demand. So Krishna appeared by his sweet will in the heart of Vasudeva. And from the heart of Vasudeva, Krishna was transferred to the heart of Devaki. Why? It's not because of some arrangements. It happened because Vasudeva was very, very pleased with Devaki for her devotional service. And because Vasudeva was very pleased, Krishna could not resist himself, and he was transferred from the heart of Vasudeva to the heart of Devaki. Vasudeva represents spiritual master and Devaki represents disciple. So a disciple should serve in the mode of Devaki And when he does that, then the spiritual master becomes very pleased with the disciple. When Krishna will see, the spiritual master is very, very pleased with the disciple, then Krishna will transfer himself from the heart of the spiritual master to the heart of the disciple. The success of our spiritual life depends on our sincerity to please the spiritual masters and the previous acharyas. Srila Prabhupada said that is the secret of success. Why Srila Prabhupada was successful? Because Abhay Babu, his godfather used to say, Abhay Babu was very, very attentively hearing what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say. And that was the secret of success. He said, whatever I am talking now, whatever I am writing now, everything is coming from my spiritual master. So we are trying to see the Lord. So once Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was giving lecture in Vrindavan. So then there was declared that you can have darshan of the deities. So many devotees want to have take darshan. But Abhay Babu, that Abhay Charan, Srila Prabhupada was sitting and hearing. He never went. So all the devotees went and came back and he asked, Srila Bhakti Saraswati asked, how was your eye massage? Said, you cannot see Krishna through your eyes. You can see Krishna through your ears. So you have to hear. By eyes, how you can see? It's not possible. Srila Prabhupada was giving lecture in the Western world, in America, Chintamani Dham, Vrindavan is Chintamani. Chintamani Prakara Sarvamasu Kalpa Vriksha. And he got very attracted. One devotee got very attracted. Let me go to India and see Chintamani Dham. So he came, took a flight from New York to Delhi and took a taxi to Delhi to Vrindavan and he entered into Chintamani Dham. And what he saw? He saw stool everywhere. Everywhere stool, dirty. So how he could see Vrindavan? He cannot see Vrindavan. Vrindavan can be seen by those whose heart is purified. Pramanjana Srita Bhakti Vilacharana Santi Sadaiva Hidayasu Vilakayanti Jam Sam Sundara Machinta Guna Sarupam Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Vajana. So who can see Krishna? Who hears properly? Who hears attentively? Who has implicit faith in the instruction of the spiritual master? He can see Krishna festivals. That's why Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, don't try to see Krishna. You cannot see Krishna. Try to serve Krishna in such a way. Krishna will come to see you. That is the hope. And when Krishna will come to see you? When you are sincerely hearing about the glories. So, I was hearing, if someone talks about you, then you always, what is talking, right or wrong? So that same tendency is there in Krishna. So if someone talks about him, he becomes very, very interested. What they are talking. That's why Krishna said, now this time in Vaikuntha, I don't stay in Vaikuntha planet. Yoginam Hridaye Shubha, I don't stay in the heart of a yogi. Where I stay? Jatra Gayanti Madhukta, Tatra Jishtami Narada. My dear Narada Muni, I stay where? My devotee is glorified. Me. That is the place I stay. So therefore, chanting and hearing is the most potent place. And where that is happening, Krishna reveals. So that is very, very important. So chanting and hearing. Seeing Krishna is not so important. Seeing Krishna is not so important. That is the proof which is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Dhruva Maharaj, he was there in the forest 6 months austerity. Within 6 months, direct darshan of the Lord. And Lord wanted to benedict him. What benediction he won? So Dhruva Maharaj said, if you want to benedict me, please benedict me, so that I can glorify you in the association of devotees. That is a success. Because he knows that he could take darshan of the Supreme Personality of God and not because of his austerity. Why he could take darshan of the Lord? Because he had implicit faith in the instruction of his spiritual master. And Narada Muni is the cause of all causes. So people realize that, those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness. So that mood of dependence about hearing from the realized soul, that is the secret of success in our spiritual life. We should be hankering to hear. Even I was hearing today Raghunath Maharaj lecture, he was telling, even Prabhupada told, the deity worship is very, very important in our life. But if it is not supported by quality hearing and chanting, what will happen? This vigraha will become galagraha. This vigraha, this deity will become, why? So much deity worship, very difficult, because you don't have taste in the devotional service. So how the taste in devotional service will come? When you have quality hearing. So deity worship will become very attractive. Other devotional service will become very attractive when you have quality hearing. That is very, very important. So quality hearing is the secret of all success. The test in our devotional career. How it will happen when you have quality hearing? So look, Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita that devotional service is joyfully performed. Right or wrong? But if you see some devotees doing out of duty, authorities have said, but some devotees are joyfully doing it. Why? Someone is cleaning, very joyfully performing. But someone has a lot of responsibility, no happiness. Why? Because no quality hearing. When there will be quality hearing, whatever service you will do, that will be joyfully performed. Because hearing has a tremendous impact in the heart. That brings the conditioned soul very close to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness through sincere hearing. So therefore, we have to take this very, very seriously. And this is the instruction from all the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, all the previous acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, everybody has emphasized so much on hearing, because this is the secret of all our spiritual success. So therefore we should be very, very anxious to find opportunity. Always we should try to get time to hear regularly, especially from Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavad Gita. It is very, very important for our solid foundation in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ji, any question or comment?
No question.
So, cordless mic, not there, huh? Yes, Prabhuji?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes,
Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji. Quality hearing means attentive hearing. Quality of hearing depends on how attentive we are. More attention, more quality. That is the parameter of quality of hearing. Okay? So, when at the beginning stage, we like to hear from those who are very good speakers. Right? That is not so advanced stage. But that's good, better than not hearing. So you should hear from those you like to hear. But someone who has taste in hearing, just like if you have love of God, as soon as you hear the name of Krishna, you chant. No need of further talk. But you don't do that in ISKCON, people will think you have problem. But that is the symptom of love. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, as soon as he heard the sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, what happened to him? He becomes ecstasy. So therefore, it does not depend on the speaker. But our hearing is dependent on the speaker. It should be eloquent, nice point, inspiring talks. Then we feel inspired to hear. That's better than not hearing. Try to find some good speaker and hear from them. But ultimately, we have to develop real taste in hearing. Okay? Just like when you are very, very hungry. Whatever you get, you will be feeling tasty. Right or wrong, you check? So whole day fasting after Janmashtami. Give whatever give. Because you are very hungry. But after full meal, if you get something very tasty, no taste. Because you have no appetite, no hunger. So hunger, you should be very hungry to hear. Okay? There you go. Depending on our surrender, when you are completely surrendered to Krishna, you are controlled by Yogamaya. When you are not surrendered to Krishna, you are controlled by Mahamaya. Very simple. They feel, surrender does not depend on our feeling. It is not a question of feeling. You have to act. What is the meaning of surrender? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given 6 symptoms of surrender. If you see that their symptoms are there, then we feel we are surrendered. If that feeling is not connected with those 6, then it's sentimental feeling. Okay? So many things. Avasa Rakhive Krishna. That is very important. Okay? Krishna will protect me. Draupadi was trying to be protected by her so many relatives. That was not full surrender. That's why Krishna was not so interested to come from Dwarka. As soon as he gave up and completely surrendered, Krishna came immediately. That's the test, whether you are surrendered or not surrendered. Krishna sees, if you have so many people, then why is the need of him? Okay? So if there is nobody, then Krishna is there. Okay? Yes, Krishna. Yes. Sunday devotees. For Grihasthas, difficult, those who are working, staying at their home, so difficult for them to hear regularly from the devotees. But at least you should hear once in a week from the devotees. So that is very, very important. Coming on Sundays is very, very important. And if you don't have any chance to hear other days, then you should hear from Srila Prabhupada and other elevated souls at home. What to do? But hearing personally is more effective. But if you don't have that choice, then hear from the tapes. Prabhupada has so many wonderful lectures. If you have so many other leaders in your life, so you can hear from them regularly. But hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very important to be done on a regular basis. Okay? Practical answer.
Another question is, when we meet once in a week, there is a lot of mundane talk. So how to avoid that and how to
How to talk? Mundane talk? We should stop mundane talk. Why? Get involved in mundane talk because there is no taste in Krishna Katha. But mundane talk is very tasty. Right? Very tasty. It's like a pickle. So in Bengal, pickle means your saliva will come out. Other food, saliva will not come out. So mundane talk is like saliva, is like pickle. Saliva will come out. And especially when you criticize the devotees. Very interesting. So, it, oh, you know that devotee has, oh, really, really, then attentive hearing. If any devotee has done something wrong, very attentive. But if he has devotee, this devotee has done something wonderful, okay. So no ruchi in glorifying devotees. But ruchi is there to criticize the devotees. That is conditioned soul. So that is the most problematic aspect of our devotional life. Most of the devotees in our Krishna consciousness movement are not experiencing the bliss of Krishna consciousness because of this problem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, if you do these two activities, chanting the holy name of the Lord and glorify the devotees, then you will attain love of Godhead in a very short period of time. But we are chanting, but we are very expert in criticizing the devotees. After so many years of chanting, if you don't get a taste in chanting, that is the proof you are very, very expert in Vaishnava Purana. There is a proof. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful and not to criticize, because if you criticize devotee, that pierces the heart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because devotees are very, very dear to the Lord. And somebody asks, oh, devotee? He has 26 qualities? What kind of devotee is he? Right? We always say, Vaishnava Apurad, is he Vaishnava? Does he have 26 qualities? He thinks he is Vaishnava? We say like that. But Mahaprabhu was asked, who is a devotee? He said, whoever chants only once is a devotee of the Lord. He is a devotee of the Lord. Then somebody else asked again, who is a devotee of the Lord? Mahaprabhu said, who chants all the time is a devotee of the Lord. Then again, the same question was asked. Mahaprabhu said, by seeing someone, if someone chants, he is a devotee of the Lord. So by that he has explained three categories of devotees. Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and Uttam Adhikari. Kanishtha Adhikari is one who chants only once. He is a Kanishtha Adhikari devotee. Madhyam Adhikari, who chants all the time. And Uttam Adhikari, by seeing someone, if seeing that person, I feel to chant, he is Uttam Adhikari devotee. Okay? So therefore, we have to be very, very careful. What to talk about devotee? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, Sakole samman korite sakuti devanata jata jata, tabe to gaibo harinama sukhe aparada abhavata. So what to talk about devotees? He's telling Sakole samman, you have to give respect to everyone. Amanina manadena kriptaniya sadhaga. Mahaprabhu's, that sloka is not limiting to the devotees only. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is clarifying that. We have to give respect to everyone. Why? Lord is residing in everybody. So everybody should give respect. Okay? So we have to develop the culture of glorifying. Why Srimad Bhagavatam we have to read every day? What is Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam is glorification of the Lord and His devotees. And why you do that? Because we are envious by nature. We are envious of God and we are envious of devotees. That's why when we glorify regularly, then what happens? Envy goes away. So you always say, oh, how we become free from envy? From devotees, glorify them. Serve them. Then envy will go away. Very simple process. So that is the process. That we always try to glorify the devotees. Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, I was hearing one story. There was a cook. That cook was giving a lot of trouble to all the devotees. Very bad behavior here. Then he became sick and he died. And after he died, devotees somehow or other felt very happy. So, yeah. So no more trouble. And they are telling, oh, this devotee had this problem, this devotee had that problem. Then Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur heard that. And he came to them. And very grave, he said that devotee was very, very clean while he was cooking. So that is the way a pure devotee sees. We have to see good quality in everybody. Everybody has some good quality, everybody has some bad quality. A sincere devotee always sees the good quality in us. Then we will always glorify. then no mundane talk. Because you don't have the taste in glorifying devotees and the Lord, so you have some taste in some other thing. So what will come out from the mouth? Whichever area I have taste, tasty things will be revealed. So that shows what kind of taste we have in our devotional life. Okay? So you should avoid this kind of devotees, those who criticize devotees and talk mundane topic. Not good. Hare Krishna. Yes?
Those who control their senses, they can speak Srimad
Bhagavatam. Huh?
Yes. Control their senses can speak Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
But how the senses happen?
By engaging the senses in the service of the Lord. Simple. Ambarish Maharaj controlled all his senses by engaging all the senses in the service of the Lord. Senses have to be engaged, no? If you don't engage in the service of the Lord, he has to be engaged in some other service. Right or wrong? So senses cannot remain idle, very active by nature, sense. So either they should be engaged in the service of the Lord or they should be engaged in the process of sense gratification. When you engage the senses in sense gratification, your senses are not controlled. And when you engage the senses in the service of the Lord, your senses are controlled. Very simple science. Okay? Hari Bol. Yes? That's Bhagavatam says, yes. Yes. That is the etiquette. You understood the question? Narada Muni took remnants from the Bhaktivedantas with permission. So for our case also we should do the same principle. I said yes. Hari Bol. What? Yeah. Reading is one aspect, hearing is other aspect. Reading falls in the category of remembrance, like that, but hearing is more powerful. In other yuga, there is no concept of reading. There is no book. How to read? So that's why Veda is known as Shruti. Only hearing. Because of our bad memory, our books have manifested. So in Adat Yuga, there was no need. Parikshit Maharaj, that Sukadev Goswami, Suta Goswami, had only once 18,000 slokas in one stroke, 7 days. And he repeated the same thing, no revision, no book, no preparation of notes. Every day it's very difficult. Kali Yuga memory is very poor. That's why Vyasadev has compiled Vedas in book form. Previously it was not needed. Once heard, remembered for whole life. That kind of photographic memory. Nowadays you cannot remember some simple phone numbers. But we are proud, we have cell phones. Right? Computer is the source of, is the symbol of degradation or upgradation? Why you need computer? Because khopri mein kuch nahi hai abhi. We don't remember. That's why you need another hard drive. Because our hard drive is very poor. And that hard drive also crashes, no? Both the hard drive crashes in Kali Yuga. But computer hard drive crashes very frequently. So what to do? We should not depend on machines. Okay? Yes. Speak louder.
You mentioned that in the conversation between Krishna and Prabhupada, Krishna mentioned that Prabhupada's mission was to personally write down the translation for Bhagavad. So why wasn't that being completed?
Ask Prabhupada. And Krishna, I don't have the answer. Whatever I heard, I repeated. I don't have that answer. I don't want to speculate. So generally, I can speculate to some extent to satisfy you. Generally, if everything will be done by him, then what will do? So he gave something for us to do also. Okay? Very well.
Huh?
Yes, you know, good. Yes. That's why Mahaprabhu is more merciful than Krishna. Haribol. But that is exception. But general etiquette that we should take permission and then take remedies. That was his mission to take. Garuda Thakur was had the mission to take only remnants. That's why he is exceptional.
Is the desire that we have to get better Krishna consciousness and come out of this consciousness more important than any other desires?
We have going back home back to Godhead is better desire than staying in this material world. Better desire. But when you go to that level of going back home back to Godhead, but higher than that, you don't want to be liberated also. That's the symptom of more advanced devotees. They don't want to go to the spiritual world also. Wherever they are, they want to serve Krishna. That is their mood. Nadanam, najanam, nasundarim, kapitangva, jagadisha, kamaya, mama janmani, janmani, share, bhavatat, bhakti, rahaita, pita. Their only motive is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Haridas Thakur was called by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Srivasangam and he wanted to give some benediction. So Haridas Thakur said, no, I don't want anything. He said, no, you have to take today. I am in a giving mood today. You have to take something. He said, if you want to give, then if you have to take bath again, please give benediction so that I can become insect or dog in the house of a devotee. So that I can get association with the devotees and get their remnants. That is the mood. Then Kolavacha Sridhar, he was also asked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he said, if you really want to give me something, I want to see you in every lifetime as in the form of Nimai and come and snatch the banana leaves, banana flower from me. That is the only desire I have. Okay? Very good. Any other question? So we'll end here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Nam Sankirtan ki jai, Samaveda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जय निताई गौर ब्रह्मानंदे हरि हरि बोल